Roanoke developer Ed Walker has been at the forefront of restoring several classic Roanoke buildings into housing in and near downtown Roanoke. Buildings like, of course, the Patrick Henry, also Cotton Mills Loft and Wasina River House. Now he's turning much of his attention to Salem. Ed Walker joins us live this morning with Evan Jones and I live in our studio. And, Ed, we certainly want to thank you for coming by. Nice to see you. Appreciate it.
Good morning.
It.
Thank you.
Now, Ed, as we get to it here, you and a group recently purchased the former Valleydale plant for $1 million, saying there were no firm plans for it. You're marketing it online as a great site for a brewery. Now, is that still your plan A?
Well, I think, you know, one of the interesting things about this work is that there are many, many ways that any particular building can go. I mean, I think part of what's really important is that it not be sort of top down, not sort of what any redeveloper or developer thinks ought to be, and then press it down, but to sort of plant a flag in a place or a building that needs some attention, and then just ask the question, you know, what would serve the community well, what is needed, what maybe isn't there or in the region that should be, and begin to sort of put this puzzle together whereby you try to find the sort of highest and best uses for a building like that that will create not only something that's bankable. I mean, at the end of the day, you always have to pay the bank back. There's no getting around that.
That's right.
But to go many steps further, which is to say, what is bankable and what strengthens the community or addresses some need that makes where a building is a better place.
Now, you do have a specific website called salembrewery.com.
Yes, so no question.
I don't think there's a salemofficefurniture.com.
Yeah. No, you're right.
So
right.
Is that really a firm plan A or just...
Yeah. I mean, it is clearly the sort of theme or idea that we're working the hardest on. You know, obviously, there's a lot of energy around that across the country. We recently did a sort of marketing trip to the Craft Brewers Conference in Washington, D.C. There are 20,000 attendees to that. It was amazing. And we were really going around with a little street team of folks to tell the Salem story. You know, it's one of the great small cities in America, as far as I'm concerned. And sort of telling the story. And it was fascinating. There are always these things when you get into these projects that you've never thought of. For instance, Canadian brewers that are interested in having U.S. manufacturing and distribution. Mexican companies. We have a German prospect coming later this week. Brewers and distillers from the U.K., so it's always a lot of fun. I mean, to me, the best part of this work is kind of the puzzling about, okay, you've got this very difficult to deal with, you know, physical site, and you've got all the dynamics of a community. What's the sort of ultimate kind of win-win-win that you can sort of come up with?
Did I hear right that some brewers have more than expressed interest are visiting the site?
Oh, man. I mean, so don't misunderstand that to mean that we're very far along in the process, but you better believe it. I mean, if somebody's got a cool idea for the Valleydale building, we're walking them through. Absolutely.
Are you getting more than brewers or mostly brewers?
We've had all kinds of interesting inquiries. Right now, I would say the emphasis, to my way of thinking, if any of your listeners have been up to Nelson County and seen these sorts of districts where these kind of parts of this is on the road to Wintergreen. So you got distilleries and breweries and Devil's Backbone is up there with this very cool environment where you can have live music and food. And, you know, it's just super, super cool destination. People drive from all over the place to come see that. You know, I think it would be amazing if we could find the right brewer, because what they bring with them is a super interesting culture. Sort of a lifestyle contributions around things like live music. Honestly, you know, they employ some folks. I mean, there's just a lot of energy there. So that would be great. But we're also interested in any good idea that is helpful to Salem and strengthening to them in some combination of economics and lifestyle would be awesome.
And we'll be getting to other parts of Salem in a moment.
Sure.
We are talking with Roanoke developer Ed Walker. The Valleydale building had been vacant for 11 years, so what did you see in it that others apparently did not?
I don't think I see anything that others don't. I think I just have a higher willingness to sort of wrestle with that sort of stuff and to puzzle it. And when I say I, what I really mean is our whole development team is willing to you know, from Cooper Yule, who's our attorney, to the architecture engineers at Balzer. I mean, all these people, Brent Cochran, I mean, it's a huge, probably 12 people that sit around and go, so what are we going to do with this? And so there's an enormous amount of curiosity, and fundamentally, there's real belief about what stewardship, community-minded capital can do with a building that is thought to be nothing anymore, and sort of to make it something again. I mean, that sounds to me just like a fun way to spend your time.
Well, can the case be made that that's what you've done in many cases in Roanoke? Just that, take a building that others said, I'm not really see much use for it, and saw a way.
You know, I don't know. I don't think there's anything special about me. I think a lot of people see what is possible. They just may not have had the experience of doing this sort of work. But I'll tell you this, to be clear, I feel very fortunate, as do all of my colleagues, to have been able to do the work that we've done in Roanoke. And I think more than anything, I think it's really awesome to look at the community of redevelopment people. I think the work that John Garland and his sons, Mark and Aaron, do is unbelievable. Crazy about Bill Chapman and Scott Graves' work. The Cons do awesome work. Isabel Thornton, Lucas Thornton. I mean, just all these people are doing amazing, amazing work. So that is super cool to see. And, you know, I teach this stuff at Washington and Lee's Law School, this kind of real estate development for community purposes. And the thing that's most exciting to me is creating more guys and gals from every background to do more work. Man, that's all I want.
Roanoke developer Ed Walker with us this morning live in studio at 8:51. All right, Ed, let's turn our attention maybe to two other recent purchases in Salem, the former West Salem Body Shop property and also the Peacock Salem Cleaners building. Now, Ed, why the interest now in Salem?
Well, you know, from my perspective, you know, any thinking person can see what an amazing place that is. I think there's several coincidences of great leadership there that make it very compelling to me. So, good government is the threshold requirement for me. You know, you got to have great political leadership, and you've got to have great professional management. So think Darlene Burcham to Chris Morrill. Think about Sherman Stovall and Brian Townsend, what all those folks and everybody that works with him has done for the city. That's the good professional government part. And using the Roanoke analogy, you've got good city council. So in Salem, they have an amazing, you know, Kevin Bogus is an amazing city manager. Melinda Payne, you know, Ben Tripp, all the people that work there do all this really, really fine, outstanding service to that community. They also happen to have awesome political leadership. You know, Randy Foley is now the, you know, I don't know how old Randy is, but he's young. And he's been in the mayor's job for 8 years already. So he's experienced and tested, but he's still he's very innovative, willing to think about new things. I mean, Salem is great as it is. Nobody's talking about, like, gee, how do we turn around Salem? I mean, Salem is awesome. I think what those folks want to do is take a couple of opportunities to put a couple of ideas to work, like what I would call downtown living, Main Street living. I mean, I'd live on Main Street Salem tomorrow. It's an amazing place to live. I mean, to walk to Mill Mountain Coffee, walk to Blue Apron. I mean, Jiminy Cricket, walk around Roanoke College's campus. So the coincidence of good professional management, political leadership, Roanoke College is an unbelievable story, because Mike Maxey, Mike Pace, and all those folks that are running that show, that is a super high achieving, you know, institution of higher learning, and it's right there, and it's a big part of the story. The Main Street is a big part of the story. It is one of the state's most trafficked and vibrant Main Streets. So all I really needed, I think, was or part of what can make something great, hopefully just a bit better or more interesting, is some community-minded capital that is grateful for the invitation to come over there and work.
Does your attention to Salem, that of another Roanoke developer you mentioned, Faisal Khan, among other things, did the Ponce de Leon building, suggest that you believe that downtown Roanoke is now getting saturated for downtown housing.
It's interesting, and it would be easy to at a sort of superficial level to think that's maybe what's going on. And it's interesting, it's simply not. I mean, all the marketing data suggests that there's plenty of demand. I think part of what's helpful in terms of controlling supply is that all of the, for the most part, the historic building stock has been done. So there's not much left to do, and the economics of new construction is simply more challenging, just in terms of on an income and expense basis.
Okay,
so I think that I think it's fine. The reality is there's a great cadre of operators, large and small, doing awesome work, and so we're just looking for another really great place to be.
And in just a few seconds, though, I get the feeling you're saying there's plenty of more room available for people, but it's turning now more toward the newer construction.
Oh, I don't know. I think maybe the more accurate way to say it is the opportunities to do larger historic structures, there are just less of those.
Okay, Roanoke developer Ed Walker has been with us live this morning in our studio. Ed, thank you so much. Interesting conversation, and we sure do appreciate your time, and I know our listeners do as well. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Ed.
WFIR News Time now is 8:55.